It's March 12, the day that Coca-Cola went on sale across America for the first time. It previously had been sold out of an Atlanta pharmacy as a form of medicine, but was available to everyone from this day in 1894.
And the way Coca-Cola brings you back so refreshed, so quickly, gives you a bright little lift just when you need it.
One of Dr. Seuss's greatest books was published in 1957, The Cat in the Hat. How about that?
I know it is wet and the sun is not sunny. I know it is damp and the sidewalks are runny, but what I can't see...
Now you listen here, cat.
...is why you'd sit there like that.
John Lennon's first solo single was released on this day in 1971. Power to the People was credited to John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band. Happy birthday to Barbara Feldon. The star of the 60s series Get Smart is 88.
Take the coffee, Max.
99. What are you doing here?
I'm backing you up on this assignment.
Academy Award-winning actress and daughter of Judy Garland and Vincent Minnelli. Liza is 75.
I think that when you get together and there's music, there's nothing like it.
The great Johnny Young is 74 today. After having a string of hits in the 60s, he became the host of Young Talent Time from 1971 to 1989. Singing songwriting legend James Taylor is 73.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Marlon Jackson turned 64, the sixth born in the Jackson clan.
Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie.
League great Steve Price is 47. The 300 gamer in the NRL played 28 games for Queensland and 16 for Australia. And hockey champion Jamie Dwyer is 42. The Olympic gold medalist played for Australia over 350 times.
Dwyer has a go, and that's how you do it.
Finally, Pim Verbeek, the Dutch football manager who guided the Socceroos to the 2010 FIFA World Cup, was also born on this day. He died aged 63 in 2019.
Always about the result. You know the players. You know, the moment they're on the field, they want to win.
Remembering Pim Verbeek on March 12.